McCutchen is just the 13th player in Major League Baseball history to record at least 2,000 hits, 400 doubles, 45 triples, 200 stolen bases, and oh yeah, 300 home runs. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning from New York. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Pirates versus Mets here tonight at Citi Field. I'm covering the series for DK Pittsburgh Sports. Hope you'll be able to follow along with my written content as well. But yesterday, Pirates 9, Phillies 2, in Philadelphia. Jack Sawinski, grand slam, somehow got big time overshadowed as soon as Kutch hit his 300th out. Wonderful scene, wonderful storyline that would end up unfolding with a couple of Pittsburgh fans, father and son, being the ones who catch the baseball and then get to meet Kutch afterward. And, you know, Kutch is Kutch. He is who he is. And I mean that in the best possible context. I've been blessed to be covering his career since he was 18 years old. And I'm not going to lie, he responded yesterday, including with the drop of the bat, the way he rounded the base paths, exactly as I knew he would, because he's been beating himself up a lot in recent weeks, probably more than he should. I know it hasn't gone well. I know he's looked at a bunch of called strikes, including with men all over the bases. I also know that anytime that happens to somebody who's in their mid-30s or older, nobody waits to wonder whether or not it could be something else wrong with the player. It's just, he's done. He's toast. This is the end. Kutch has had a couple other episodes like that, including with the other teams for which he's played. He's bounced back every time. And look, even if he doesn't, and heaven knows I'm not predicting any such thing, but even if he doesn't, what a career. What a brilliant career on and off the field. Because he's not just about what he's meant to the Pirates. He's about what he's meant to Pittsburgh. He and his wife, Maria, and the work that they've done, including when he was playing for other teams, they would still come back to Pittsburgh and continue their charity work in the offseason. That's commitment that goes beyond words to a city, to a community. And you want to know something? And now I'm speaking as a Hall of Fame voter, as I've been for the past 7 years. If all of that could be wrapped into one package with a big black and gold number 22 bow stamped on top of it, he'd be a Hall of Famer. And maybe he will be anyway. There are all different kinds of ways of looking at stats. There are all different kinds of bars that people will use to make their various arguments. And yeah, there are occasions in which a team, a specific team, will push hard for a player based on what he meant to that team. I got some of that from the Colorado Rockies beginning a couple of years ago, regarding Todd Helton. Helton had been there for a long time. He meant a lot to the Rockies and to Denver. Never played for any other team. Model of consistency. You could throw out any and all mile-high variations on his statistics because he did it so well for so long. And, by the way, was a really good hitter on the road, too. And they got me. They got me on that count. When I would go to Coors Field to cover games, I knew that one of the attractions there was always going to be Helton. He became linked with the franchise. Now, that said, I don't know how many me's there are in the voting equation. And I don't know how many people would, this would be strange, but hold it against Kutch that he didn't, in fact, spend his entire career with the Pirates. It's not as if that was his choice to be traded to the Giants. But the one facet of this, which I have no doubt, is that he's going to be in the discussion. He's not going to be one of those guys who gets lopped off after the first ballot because they failed to meet a 5% threshold, meaning 5% of all voters putting your name on. I think he's going to be somebody who pokes around for a little while, and maybe longer. But I also think that's the next part of this that would have to happen. Kutch is going to need his late career surge. He's going to need something to remind everybody of what Kutch was, for example, in his MVP season, of what the Pirates were in his MVP season and a bit beyond. And for that to happen, one of the two has to materialize. One is that he would go on some sort of late career tear. It does happen. We're seeing it right now in Pittsburgh with Sidney Crosby. Not that Sid needs any help getting into the hall. For those of you who know your Pittsburgh baseball history, you'll know that Roberto Clemente was a World Series MVP in 1971, well into his late 30s. He, and this has been documented extensively, saw that as his stage, as his next and ultimately final statement about how great he was. Willie Stargell, same thing, late 30s, 1979. Willie wasn't super mobile at that point, and he'd only hang around for another 4 years. But man, in 79, he won. Well, I should say he shared the National League MVP with Keith Hernandez of the Mets. But then, you know, in the World Series, and especially against the Orioles and in Game 7, hitting the home run that he did that made the difference. And then he, like Clemente, getting World Series MVP here now. One more, I'm going to repeat here. Clemente and Stargell didn't need any help get into the hall. So that's not the point I'm trying to make here. Rather, I'm bringing up that you can have those late career bursts that get everybody so stoked every time they happen everywhere. We love that storyline. I believe that Kutch would need to capture the imagination of baseball as a whole one more time to really put forth a strong candidacy for the Hall. I don't say that with even a tiny, tiny, tiny sliver of disrespect for what he's done. He is the greatest of the Pirates in this century. He's one of the greatest Pirates of all time. And considering that they're 143 years old and have 13 Hall of Famers, that's saying something. When we come back, J1Q.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Today's J1Q comes from Jared, who says, DK, there's a spot along General Robinson Street on the North Shore that's seemingly all set for a statue. However, the outside statues are all of folks who have won titles. Hope springs eternal, but pragmatically speaking, if it doesn't happen, do they still put a Kutch statue there? You know, Jared, to me, team honors come in a different form. You know, all those things that I brought up in the opening segment about what a voter might consider, what a player means to his team, to his community, to his city. Well, all of that applies here to what you're saying. It doesn't necessarily to Cooperstown. And when I think of Kutch, I'm going to repeat these from the opening segment here, but I think it's worth doing so. The first thing I think of is the greatest player of this century that this team's had. Certainly their most talented player and their most accomplished player since the skinny, non-cheating version of Barry Bonds. Certainly their most popular and beloved player since Willie Stargell.
neither of whom obviously played in this era, neither of whom obviously played at PNC Park. So if I think of Kutch within that time frame and think of him as being the greatest Pirate of a generation, of that ballpark where the statue would be, hell yes, okay? Hell yes is my response to that. Secondly, I do think of the person. One of the wonderful things about the statues that are currently outside PNC Park, the Mario Lemieux statue outside PPG Paints Arena, and you can only wish these would exist, but the ones that should exist outside Akershore Stadium of Steelers legends other than Art Rooney Sr. When I think of all of them, and then I think of Richard Caligiuri, the late mayor, whose statue stands on Grant Street in front of the Cine County building, I think of people who were just good people. Mr. Rogers has a statue out near Akershore Stadium. I think of people who made a difference, not just in sports. I think of people who made a difference for the better in people's lives. And Kutch fits that. Kutch fits that beautifully. Is that a lot of statues compared to the other teams in town? Yeah, but the Pirates have been around a lot longer than the other two teams. The Penguins eventually are going to have a Sidney Crosby statue. The Steelers, one hopes someday will have, my goodness, at least put Mean Joe Green up. You know, the man's still kicking, you know? If there's only ever going to be one player who's a Steeler to get a statue, it's got to be Mr. Green. It's got to be. And I mean now. So yes, my answer to this one, there's no hesitation. There's no qualifiers, no nothing. It's an emphatic, resounding scream it from the top of Mount Washington. Yes, to the statue, to the number being retired, to every honor that can be bestowed upon a Pittsburgh Pirate, every single one of them for Andrew McCutchen. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. Again, I'm here in New York covering the whole series against the Mets, and we're going to do another one of these tomorrow.